Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skatex.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skatex Wallet speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Defective Detective, the boys seem to stumble into the most mysterious murder and mayhem when they meet a man with a hole in the head. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. After luncheon time in the garage right now, and Skeezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are repairing a flat tire on a big black sedan. Or perhaps it would be more accurate to say that Skeezix is repairing the tire, for Wilmer seems very interested in an ad in the local paper.
A lesson of what it says here about the murder, Skeezix.
I suppose I'll have to, Wilmer. Hand me that tire tool, will you?
Yeah. Here you are. This ad says about the murder.
Wilmer, they haven't started advertising murder in the paper, have they?
If you'll just listen, Skeezix, I'll tell you. Now, it's an ad for the Bijou Theater.
There. It seems like noon now. All right, I'm listening.
It says, beginning with today's matinee, the most famous detective of radio, stage, and screen, Peter McPeeper, the private eye, in person...
Private eye, mean?
Skeezix, sometimes your ignorance appalls me. Private eye means detective. Haven't you seen Peter McPeeper or heard him on the radio?
I suppose so, Wilmer. Hand me the air hose.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Now, listen to what it says about the murder.
All right, go on.
It says, Peter McPeeper, in person, will reenact on a stage one of the great murders of history and will show how he solved the crime. There, what do you think of that?
Why, suppose some people will pay to see it.
What do you mean, some people? I'm going to pay to see it.
Huh?
What I mean is, the matinee starts in about half an hour, Skeezix, and I thought...
You're taking the afternoon off. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, Skeezix. That is, of course, if you think you can get along without me.
Oh, I guess I'll manage.
Well, after all, we've almost finished this show.
We've almost finished. Wilmer, you've done nothing but read about Peter McPeeper, the private eye.
Well, just tell me what you want me to do, Skeezix.
Help me finish here. The man who left his car said he had to have it by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 2 now.
Yes, and he said he wanted the spare put on in place of this one. Here, I've almost got enough air in it.
When we finish here, maybe you can come to the matinee with me, Skeezix.
No, thanks.
But Peter McPeeper, the private eye, is the greatest detective of all time. I remember in one of his movies, he looked at a man's track and was able to tell, just from looking at the track, mind you, he was able to tell that it was made by a left-handed diamond cutter who owned a St. Bernard puppy and a sweetheart in Lower California. And then there was the time that he...
Oh, Wilmer, that stuff is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
I mean, detective stories are fun to see or listen to, but it's the police who actually solve all the crimes.
Skeezix, you are absolutely wrong. Peter McPeeper never called in the police. No, sir. He faces the criminal single-handed. He looks him in the eye, and he makes him wilt with fright. Peter McPeeper is absolutely fearless. He's...
All right, Wilmer. This tire's finished. Put it away, will you, and give me the spare.
Oh, sure, Skeezix, sure. I'll just throw it to the back of the car. I guess the spare is in this trunk, isn't it?
I guess so. The man didn't say when he left the car.
Yeah, I guess it's in here.
Hurry it up, will you? The man will be back any minute now.
Okay, Skazik. Having trouble opening this rear trunk.
Maybe the tire's inside the car in the back seat.
Yep, I'm getting it open now. There. I got it, Skazik. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't know you were in there. Skazik! There's a man in the trunk!
Silly Wilmer, what would a man be doing in that trunk?
He's not doing anything. He's just lying here, looking out of both eyes, and a bullet hole in the middle of him. Oh.
Wilmer, it is. It,
look. Look there in his chest.
A dagger and a pistol.
Don't touch them, Skeeter. They're clues. The murder weapon.
Hey! Have you finished my car?
Skeeter, it's him. The man who left the car here.
He's the murderer. Well, I know what to do in a case like this.
Where is everybody? I'm in a hurry.
I've got the gun and dagger, Skeezix. Come on.
Wilmer, maybe we'd better wait.
Is anybody here? Oh. Here you are.
Yes, we're here, you murdering swine.
Huh?
Make one false move and I drill you where you stand.
That gun. Don't point it at me.
I'm so worth it pointing at you.
If you want my money, I'll give it to you. That gun, it might go off.
Darn right, it'll go off and you'll drop in your tracks, you low
down. Help!
Wilmer, he's gone.
He's gone, but he won't get far. Don't you worry about that.
I'll call the police right away.
Call them if you want to, Skeezix. But I'm rushing right over to the Bijou. This is a case for Peter McPeeper, the private eye.
Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the defective detective. Well, the boys discovered a body in the trunk of a big black sedan on which they were fixing a flat tire. Skeezix called the police and, against his better judgment, left things in charge of Dix and Sarge before the police arrived. Well, at the moment, the boys are backstage at the Bijou and...
I should have stayed till the police got there, Wilmer, but I knew you'd get in trouble.
Well,
and...
clear this thing up in no time, Skeezix. Oh, wait, there's the manager. Oh, Mr. Jones!
Yes, yes. Oh, hello, Wilmer.
Hello. Mr. Jones, we're looking for Peter McPeeper, the private eye.
And so is that audience looking for him. Now, just listen to them when I park this curtain.
But where is Mr. McPeeper?
Backstage here somewhere, confound him. I've played the newsreels 3 times, and that audience is getting mad. McPeeper refuses to go on.
Oh, what's wrong, Mr. Jones?
How do I know, Skeezix? He won't tell anybody. He just wanders around mumbling that he's ruined, he's finished.
Oh, well, he'll feel better when we tell him about the case we've got for him.
Well, I hope somebody can do something to get him to go on with his act. Confound it, that audience out there will tear down this theater if something doesn't happen soon. I got the curtain up, the lights on.
Just... which way did he go, Mr. Jones?
Huh? Oh, down that corridor, mumbling to himself. There he comes.
Skeezix, the murderer.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Jones. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
But you...
Yes, you murdering swine, and next time I'll get you.
Help!
Help!
I'll get you this time!
Mr. Jones, look. They're running round and round on the stage.
The audience thinks it's part of the act.
Look out. Here they come.
Help, Mr. Jones. Help me. This madman. He has power.
Got you, murdering swine. Why now?
Wilmer, he's going to pay. Stop it, Wilmer. Stop choking Mr. McPeeper.
Mr. McPeeper? McPeeper? Is he McPeeper?
Yes. And why do you say he's a murderer?
He's a madman, Mr. Jones. He chased me away from his garage with a gun. Now he comes
but
here.
Mr. McPeeper, the body in the trunk of your car.
Of course it's in my car. That's why I can't go on with my act.
You use a dead body in your act?
It's a dummy. The most lifelike dummy in show business. I paid hundreds of dollars for it. And when this hold-up man chased me away...
Wilmer isn't a hold-up man, Mr. McPeeper. He thought you were the murderer.
He's a madman. Kept me from getting my dummy, and now I can't go on with my act.
But why didn't you ask the police to get your dummy?
No. That would have been the end. Peter McPeeper never called in the police.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to see. Also, Peter McPeeper is supposed to be absolutely fearless, right?
Of course he is. And if the story ever got out that I was chased away by a simple garage mechanic...
You mean me, Mr. McPaper?
Yes, I mean you. If that story ever got out, I'd be the laughing stock of the country.
Now, gentlemen, that audience, we've got to do something about putting on this show. Now, please.
But I have no dummy to play my murder victim. By the time I could get my dummy, it would be too late.
Wait a minute, Mr. McKeeper, wait.
Yes, Mr. Wallace.
I've got an idea. Maybe it won't work, but let's try it anyway. Now,
and now here he is, in person. Peter McPeeper, the private eye.
Thank you. Thank you. Due to certain difficulties, I was unable to bring to the theater my usual stage props. However, the show must go on. As you know, I use a dummy in my act. A dummy which I've used for years. A most satisfactory dummy, I thought, until today. Today, however, I've discovered a dummy to end all dummies. In fact, so naturally does this dummy perform, I'm sure you'll agree that being a dummy must have been his life's work. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for this performance only, appearing in my act, taking the part of the dummy, that prominent local citizen... J. Wilmer Bobble.
Hello, folks.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezy.
Wilmer, please, sit down.
Hey, Your Honor, if the court pleases, I object.
Wilmer, no.
The witness, Your Honor, is perjured, forsworn, and suborned. Also, the witness is a point-blank liar.
Wilmer, please. The witness is you.
Dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Steve.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. He's a Wallet speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Eager Beaver Legal Eagle, the boys go before the bar of justice with Wilmer as a lawyer, and the joint begins to jump. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Be done in the garage this morning, and Skeezix is a little worried because his partner, Wilmer Bobble, has not yet shown up for work. Skeezix is just about to call Wilmer's home. Wait, what's this? Why, Wilmer is driving into the garage in a surplus Army Duck, one of those strange amphibious vehicles which runs like a truck on land and like a boat in water. Furthermore, Wilmer is furious.
Wilmer, where did you get that old Army Duck?
Don't talk to me about minor matters, Jesus. Oh, boy, am I mad.
Wilmer, if you've been in another one of your big deals and bought that duck...
Jesus, I'm so mad I could bust a balloon. The nerve of that guy Clancy.
Officer Clancy, what's he done?
I'll show you what he's done here. Here, just take a look at this.
Hey, that looks like a traffic ticket.
Sure, it's a traffic ticket. Just look there. Read what it says. Clancy does this to me.
You are hereby summoned and commanded to appear in traffic court at 10 o'clock Tuesday a.m.
You can bet I'll be there, too, with bells on.
To answer charges of driving the wrong way on Elm Street. Signed, P.J. Clancy, arresting officer.
That'll be ex-officer Clancy when I get through with him. I'll break him. I'll bust him. I'll put in a pound of pavements in the suburbs.
All right, Wilmer. Calm down now and let's find out what it's all about.
Well, Clancy gives me this ticket, see? And only because...
Oh, wait a minute. To begin with, where did you get this old Army duck?
Oh, the duck. Well, that's Mr. Miller's. He drives people out to the lake in it, then drives it in the water and lets them fish from it.
Well...
What do you mean, well? There's nothing well about it. And when I get through with Clancy...
Wilmer, please, what are you doing with that duck?
Oh, that. Well, Mr. Miller wants us to fix the brakes on it. He called me and asked me to come get it just as I was leaving the house this morning.
Oh, I suppose Mr. Miller knew we worked with amphibious ducks when we were in the Army.
That's it. Uh-huh. So, I'm driving it back here to the garage. See, going down Main Street at about 10 miles per...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Just wait, excuse me. Just wait. So, just before I get to Elm on Main, there's this kid on the curb, see, taking pictures with a camera.
Sure, they're all over town. They're in the Daily Clarion Shutterbug Contest.
And a Hooterbug kind of contest, is that, Skeet?
The Shutterbug Contest. The Daily Clarion's giving prizes for the best action pictures by kid photographers.
Oh, well, anyway, just then, another kid, see, jumped right in front of the duck. I knew I didn't have much brake, so I swerved on Elm Street.
You didn't hurt the child, did you, Wilmer?
Of course I didn't. But if I hadn't turned off the wrong way on Elm Street, a one-way street, I might have heard.
I see. And so that's when Clancy arrested you.
He was about a block away. By that time, the kids had disappeared.
But didn't you tell Clancy why you swerved off into Elm Street?
Of course I told him. I told him till I was blue in the face. Oh, that low.
Well, what did Clancy say?
What did he say? What did he say? He said... Sure, Wilmer, me by. And you should be on the electric radio with them fairy tales of yours. What won't you lawbreakers think of next?
Oh. Well, it's only a minor traffic offense. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, there isn't, huh? Listen, Skeet, it's just the principle of the thing that matters. You know me and principle.
But if the judge says you're guilty, what will you do?
I'll fight it. I'll fight it for every court in the land. The Supreme Court, the World Court, the UN.
Well, that's going to be a lot more expensive, Wilmer.
What do you mean? Expenses?
Well, I mean lawyers cost money. A lot of money.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
I think you'd better just forget the idea of fighting this, Wilmer.
Oh, sure, and I suppose you want me to apologize to Clancy, too.
Apologize? Apologize for what?
Well, in the heat of the argument, I might have called him a few names. Nothing bad, you know, just things like, I told him off plenty.
Well, that's bad. And even with a lawyer, you might lose the case.
Wait a minute, Skeezix. That's it. I'll do it.
Do what?
I'll read up in some law books and I'll fight my own case.
Oh, I was afraid of something like this. Well, I don't know what I can do, but I better try to figure out some way to help you. Otherwise...
What do you mean, help me? I can stand on my own feet. Yeah, and I'll win my own case, too.
All right, Wilmer, but I think there's something I'd better tell you.
Tell me what? Go ahead and tell me.
If you plead guilty, it'll only cost you a $2 fine. But with you in court as your own lawyer...
Yeah, go on.
Well, unless I can think of some way to help you, you may end up in jail for life.
Gasoline Alley, and the adventure of the Eager Beaver Legal Eagle. Well, word was spread that Wilmer was boned up in some law books and intends to fight his own case on a minor traffic charge. This morning, the courtroom is jammed, but Skeezix is not present because Skeezix is still at work in an effort to find something that might help Wilmer out. But Wilmer is waiting his turn now, as Judge Battle says.
That's all. The court finds the defendant guilty and sets fine at $2 and costs. Stay on the way out.
Step down.
Call the next case.
The paper versus J. Wilmer Bobble. Your Honor, if the court please, I object.
And just who are you?
Who, me? Why, I'm J. Wilmer Bobble. I know my rights under the law, and I'm here to fight to see that my client, I mean me, gets justice.
Order! Order! This complaint by Officer Clancy says you were driving the wrong way on Elm Street, a one-way street. How do you wish to...
I object, Your Honor, and I wish to tell a jury...
Mr. Bobble, will you kindly stop that objecting and tell me whether you wish to plead guilty or not guilty?
On behalf of my client, Your Honor, my client being also me, we wish to plead not guilty and ask for a writ of habeas corpus.
You mean habeas corpus?
For sure, we'd like one of them, too.
Order! Order! I guess you're the one I heard rumors about, Mr. Bobble. Do I take it that you are appearing here as your own attorney?
Yes, we are, Your Honor. I mean, yes, I am appearing for both of us. I mean, the lawyer and me, we're both the same guy.
Perhaps I should tell you an old legal maxim, Mr. Bubble. It says that he who appears in court as his own attorney has a fool for a client. Officer Clancy, read the charge.
Yes, Your Honor. Last Tuesday, I stopped the defendant as he was driving the wrong way on Elm Street. A one-way street, mind you. He gave me a whoopity-doo story about some kids. So I gave a ticket.
All right, Mr. Bobble. Now we'll hear your story.
Your Honor, I object on the grounds that the witness is perjured, forsworn, and suborned. Also, the witness is a liar.
It happens, Mr. Bobble, it happens that you are the witness. Now, what happened?
Well, I was coming down Main Street about 10 miles an hour, see, and I was on his duck, see?
A duck? Mr. Bobble, aren't you rather large to go riding around on a duck?
It was a surplus army duck, one of these things that goes on either land or water.
Oh, I see. Go on.
Well, just before I got to Elm Street, there on the curb was this shutterbug.
I see. The duck was hungry, so it ran the wrong way down Elm Street, trying to catch the bug.
And as the duck ran down Elm Street, this... No, Your Honor! A shutterbug's a kid camera fan. He was taking pictures of this other kid, and the other kid jumped in front of the duck. I turned off on Elm to keep from hitting the kid.
That is rather an odd story, Mr. Bobble, but although Officer Clancy says he didn't see any children, I will accept your story if you can produce a witness. Have you got a witness?
You're darn right I've got a witness, Your Honor, and a darn good one, too.
Well, who is your witness?
It's me.
Mr. Bobble, you've taken up enough of this court's time. I find you guilty, and I fine you the sum of $2.
Your Honor, please.
Yes, you, what is it? Oh, hello, Skeezy.
Hello, Judge Battle. I just got here, Judge, and I've got proof of Wilmer's innocence.
You got what?
That's right. On a hunch, I went around to the Daily Clarion office. Sure enough, the kid had entered this picture in the shutterbug contest. Here, I want you and Officer Clancy to look at it.
Hmm? This picture clearly shows the duck swerving onto Elm to avoid hitting the child. Well, Clancy, what have you got to say?
Well, now, all I can do, Your Honor, is apologize to Wilmer. We've been friends a long, long time, and I'm sorry I doubted the lad.
Good. And since this court operates in the interest of justice, this case is dismissed.
Gee, he's a go, pal. Oh, pal, we did it. We beat him hands down. Come on, let's go get a chocolate wallet and celebrate. Boy, am I a lawyer.
Oh, Mr. Bobble, just a moment.
You want to discuss some law with me, Judge?
Yes, indeed. A second look at this picture shows clearly that you were driving this duck without a license plate. The court rules you guilty and assesses a fine of $10 and costs.
$10? Oh!
Your gas Gasoline Alley friends will return in a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. The next adventure in Gasoline Alley, here's Stezix.
Wilmer, are you sure you know how to fix this old phonograph?
Sure, I'm sure, Stezix. There's never been a phonograph I couldn't fix.
It's a very valuable antique, you know.
I know, but look, you just turn this gadget here, see, and then...
You fixed it all right, Wilmer. Only you fixed it so it'll never play again. ¶¶